Now time for a locker room chat with Frankfurt Boys' basketball coach Ben Steinlogge after a pair of games from this past week. Starting off, Coach, with your game on Friday against Clifton Clyde, a very good Clifton Clyde team, losing that one 63-41. Your overall thoughts on that game?
The first half, we played with really good energy defensively and offensively. It also makes a difference when you're making shots. When we were in the first half, you know, we're up 4 at half, and then came out in the second half and got kind of stagnant. Had some guys stand and watch a little bit. Clyde kind of ramped up the pressure some, and it gave us some fit.
And the fact that you guys were able to get up in that first half, what does that say about your team and their ceiling?
So we've been trying to preach to our kids. You know, we've played some of the tougher teams in the league a few times really well, at least for stretches, whether it's been, you know, 16 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever, and then it seems like there's inevitably a point where we just kind of fall apart and make some young mistakes and turnovers, kind of leaving cost to that. We kind of lose some intensity on defense then.
And then after that, you go from playing the top team in the league to the second place team in the league on the road this time. You guys lose 76-52 against Blue Valley Randolph. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, they really beat us up in transition. I haven't stated it yet, but I'm probably going to hate to know how many points they had in transition. We did a really poor job of stopping the ball and then building out and communicating who we had. And quite honestly, it's not guarding people at times. Shot the ball pretty well. Wes Anderson had another good night. Ty Smith had another good night shooting the ball from outside. And offense wasn't really the problem. It was us defensively and not switching some things we needed to, and just not having any intensity again.
And now you got to take on a Centralia team. We'll be broadcasting the game on KMZA on Friday. What are your thoughts on the Panthers, how they've done this season?
Yeah, they like to put some pressure on you. They're going to get out in transition as well, off rebounds. They're going to bust and go. Got some kids that can shoot the ball a little bit, some physical kids. So got to shore some things up from Tuesday to be ready to go on Friday.
And, Coach, in terms of where you guys are in the standings, of course, not certainly in your favor, but you guys are certainly being competitive. Down the stretch, in terms of trying to finish out some of those games, how in practice have you been working with your kids to try to build that winning philosophy?
That's kind of our problem. We kind of do the same thing in practice. We have good stretches, and then we kind of lose focus or whatever, and you know, whether it's a drill or a session or two, or we don't have quite the same intensity, and it shows. It's not as clean as it needs to be, so I'm trying to harp on them right now to put together a full practice so it carries over to Tuesdays and Fridays.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time here today. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck against Centralia, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks for having me.
That was Frankfurt Boys and basketball coach Ben Steinlogge here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfurt.